This is a story of an ordinary little boy named Charlie Bucket. He was not faster or stronger or more clever than other children. His family was not rich or powerful or well-connected. In fact, they barely had enough to eat. Charlie Bucket was the luckiest boy in the entire world. He just didn't know it yet.
Evening, Buckets.
Evening.
Hi, Dad.
Soup's almost ready, darling. Don't suppose there's anything extra to put in? Well, nothing goes better with cabbage than cabbage.
Charlie, I found something I think you'll like.
Charlie's father worked. Local toothpaste factory. The hours were long and the pay was terrible, yet occasionally there were unexpected surprises.
It's exactly what I need.
What is it, Charlie?
Dad found it. Just the piece I needed.
What piece was it?
A head for Willy Wonka.
How wonderful. It's quite a likeness.
You think so?
Think so? I know so. I saw Willy Wonka with my own two eyes. I used to work for him, you know.
You did?
I did.
He did?
He did.
I love grapes.
Of course, I was a much younger man in those days. Willy Wonka began with a single store on Cherry Street, but the whole world wanted his candy. Mr. Wonka?
Yeah?
We need more Wonka bars, and we're out of chocolate birds.
Birds? Birds? Well, then, we'll need to make some more. Here. Now, open.
The man was a genius. Did you know he invented a new way of making chocolate ice cream so that it stays cold for hours without a freezer? You can even leave it lying in the sun on a hot day and it won't go runny.
That's impossible.
But Willy Wonka did it. Before long, he decided to build a proper chocolate factory. The largest chocolate factory in history. 50 times as big as any other.
Grandpa, don't make it gross.
Tell him about the Indian prince. He'd like to hear about that.
You mean Prince Pondicherry? Well, Prince Pondicherry wrote a letter to Mr. Wonka and asked him to come all the way out to India and build him a colossal palace entirely out of chocolate.
It will have 100 rooms, and everything will be made of either dark or light chocolate.
True to his word, the bricks were chocolate, and the cement holding them together was chocolate. All the walls and ceilings were made of chocolate as well. So were the carpets and the pictures and the furniture.
It is perfect in every way.
Yeah, but it won't last long. You better start eating right now.
Oh, nonsense. I will not eat my palace. I intend to live in it.
But Mr. Wonka was right, of course. Soon after this, there came a very hot day with a boiling sun. Mm. Telegram requesting a new palace, but Willy Wonka was facing problems of his own. All the other chocolate makers, you see, had grown jealous of Mr. Wonka. They began sending in spies to steal his secret recipes. Fickle Gruber started making an ice cream that would never melt. Prognose came out with a chewing gum that never lost its flavor. Then Slugwort began making candy balloons that you could blow up to incredible sizes. Oh. The thievery got so bad that one day, without warning, Mr. Wonka told every single one of his workers to go home. He announced that he was closing his chocolate factory forever.
I'm closing my chocolate factory forever.
I'm sorry.
But it didn't close forever. It's open right now.
Ah, yes. Well, sometimes when grown-ups say forever, they mean
such as I feel like I've eaten nothing but cabbage soup forever.
Now, Pops.
The factory did close, Charlie.
And it seemed like it was going to be closed forever. Then, one day, we saw smoke rising from the chimneys. The factory was back in business.
Did you get your job back?
No. No one did.
But there must be people working there.
Think about it, Charlie. Have you ever seen a single person going into that factory or coming out of it?
No. The gates are always closed.
Exactly.
But then who's running the machines?
Nobody knows, Charlie.
It certainly is a mystery.
Hasn't someone asked Mr. Wonka?
Nobody sees him anymore. He never comes out. The only thing that comes out of that place is the candy, already packed and addressed. I'd give anything in the world just to go in one more time and see what's become of that amazing factory.
Well, you won't, because you can't. No one can. It's a mystery, and it will always be a mystery. That little factory of yours, Charlie, is as close as any of us is ever going to get.
Come on, Charlie. I think it's time we let your grandparents get some sleep.
Good night, Grandpa George.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Grandpa.
Thank you, dear.
Good night, Grandpa George. Good night, Grandma Georgina.
Nothing's impossible, Charlie.
Indeed, that very night, the impossible had already been set in motion. Thank you.
Dear people of the world, I, Willy Wonka, have decided to allow 5 children to visit my factory this year. In addition, one of these children shall receive a special prize beyond anything you could ever imagine.
5 golden tickets have been hidden underneath the ordinary wrapping paper of 5 ordinary Wonka bars. These 5 candy bars may be anywhere, in any shop, in any street, in any town, in any country, in the world.
Open a bar of candy and find a golden ticket inside.
I know, but I only get 1 bar a year for my birthday.
Well, it's your birthday next week. You have as much chance as anybody does.
Balderdash, the kids are going to find the golden tickets are the ones who can afford to buy candy bars every day. Our Charlie gets only 1 a year. He doesn't have a chance.
Everyone has a chance, Charlie.
Mark my words. Kid who finds the first ticket will be fat, fat, fat.
Augustus!
This way!
I'm eating the Wonka bar and I taste something that is not chocolate. Or coconut, or walnut, or peanut butter, or nougat, or butter butter, or caramel, or sprinkles. So I look and I find the golden ticket.
Augustus, how did you celebrate?
I eat more candy.
We knew Augustus would find the golden ticket. He eats so many candy bars a day that it was not possible for him not to find one.
Sure. Yes, yes. Yes.
Told you it'd be a porker.
What a repulsive boy.
Only 4 golden tickets left.
Now that they found one, things will really get crazy.
Can you spell that for us, please?
V-E-R-U-C-A. Veruca Salt.
Soon as my little Veruca told me she had to have one of these golden tickets, I started buying up all the Wonka bars I could lay my hands on. Thousands of them. Hundreds of thousands. I'm in the nut business, you see, so I say to my workers...
Morning, ladies. From now on, you can stop shelling peanuts and start shelling the wrappers off these chocolate bars instead.
Days went by and we had no luck. It was terrible. My little Veruca got more and more upset each day.
Where's my golden ticket? I want my golden ticket!
Well, gentlemen, I just hated to see my little girl feeling unhappy like that. I vowed I would keep up the search until I could give her what she wanted. And finally, I found her a ticket.
I want another pony.
She's even worse than the fat boy.
I don't think that was really fair. She didn't find the ticket herself.
Don't worry about it, Charlie. That man spoils his daughter, and no good ever comes from spoiling a child like that.
Charlie, Mum and I thought maybe you want to open your birthday present. tonight.
Here you are. Maybe I should wait till morning.
Like hell. Altogether, we're 381 years old. We don't wait.
Now, Charlie, you mustn't feel too disappointed. You know, if you don't get the...
Whatever happens, you'll still have the candy.
Ah, well, that's that.
We'll share it.
Oh, no, Charlie. Not your birthday present.
It's my candy bar, and I'll do what I want with it. Let's see who found it.
The third ticket was found by Miss Violet Beauregard.
The 263 trophies and medals my Violet has won.
I'm a gun tour, mostly. But when I heard about these ticket things, I laid off the gun. Switched to candy bars.
She's just a driven young woman. I don't know where she gets it.
I'm the Junior World Champion Gun Tour. This piece of gum I'm chewing right at this moment, I've been working on for 3 months solid. That's a record.
Of course, I did have my share of trophies. Mostly baton.
So it seems that one kid's going to get this special prize. Better than all the rest? I don't care who those other four are. That kid, it's going to be me.
Tell them why, Violet.
Because I'm a winner.
What a beastly girl.
Despicable.
You don't know what we're talking about.
Dragonflies?
But wait, this is just in. The fourth golden ticket has been found by a boy called Mike TV.
All you had to do was check the manufacturing dates, offset by weather, and the derivative of the Nikkei index. A retard to figure it out.
Most of the time, I don't know what he's talking about. And kids these days, what with all the technology.
Die! Die! Die!
Doesn't seem like they stay kids very long.
In the end, I only had to buy one candy.
And how did it taste?
I don't know. I hate chocolate.
Well, it's a good thing you're going to a chocolate factory, you ungrateful little bug.
That question is, who will be the winner of the last go?
Dad.
Yes, Charlie.
Man, you're at work.
Oh, well, I'll toothpaste factory thought they'd give me a bit of time off.
Like summer vacation?
Sure. Something like that.
In fact, it wasn't like a vacation at all. The upswing in candy sales had led to a rise in cavities, which led to a rise in toothpaste sales. With the extra money, the factory had decided to modernize, eliminating Mr. Bucket's job.
Barely making ends meet as it was.
We'll find another job. Until then, I'll just, thin down the soup a little more. Don't worry, Mr. Bucket. My luck will change. I know it.
The first Wonka candy bar you see, bring it straight back and we'll open it together. Such a good boy, really. Ah, such a good...
Grandpa.
Which end should we open first?
Just do it quick, like a band-aid.
Did you see that some kid in Russia found the last golden ticket?
Yes, it was in the paper this morning.
Good boy.
Come on, George, good boy.
One Wonka Whipple Scrumptious Fudge Mellow Delight, please.
The nerve of some people.
I know. Forging a ticket, come on. Wonka's last golden ticket! In my shop, too!
Listen, I'll buy it from you. I'll give you $50 and a new bicycle.
Are you crazy? I'd give him $500 for that ticket. You want to sell me your ticket for $500, young man?
That's enough of that. Leave the kid alone. Listen, don't let anyone have it. Take it straight home. You understand?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here. Read it aloud. Let's hear exactly what it says.
Greetings to you, the lucky finder of this golden ticket from Mr. Willy Wonka. I shake you warmly by the hand, for now I do invite you to come to my factory and be my guest for one whole day.
I, Willy Wonka, will conduct you around the factory myself, showing you everything there is to see.
Afterwards, when it is time to leave, you will be escorted home by a procession of large trucks, each one filled with all the chocolate you could ever eat.
And remember, one of you lucky five children will receive an extra prize beyond your wildest imagination. Now, here are your instructions.
On the 1st of February, you must come to the factory gates at 10 a.m. sharp. You're allowed to bring one member of your family to look after you. Till then, Willy Wonka.
1st of February. But that's tomorrow.
Then there's not a moment to lose, Charlie. Wash your face, comb your hair, scrub your hands, brush your teeth, blow your nose.
Get that mud off your pants.
Now, we must all try and keep very calm. First thing that we have to decide is this. Who is going with Charlie to the factory?
I will. I'll take him. You leave it to me.
How about you, dear? Do you think you ought to go?
Well, Grandpa Joe seems to know more about it than we do. Provided, of course, he feels well enough.
Yippee!
No. We're not going. A woman offered me $500 for the ticket. I bet someone else would pay more. We need the money more than we need the chocolate.
Young man, come here. There's plenty of money out there. They print more every day. But this ticket, there's only five of them in the whole world. And that's all there's ever going to be. Only a dummy would give this up for something as common as money. Are you a dummy?
No, sir.
Then get that mud off your pants. You've got a factory to go to.
In.
It's 9:59, sweetheart.
Make time go faster.
Do you think Mr. Wonka will recognize you?
Hard to say. It's been years.
Eyes on the prize, Violet. Eyes on the prize.
Visitors, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to my humble factory. Who am I? Well,
strangers.
his generosity. There is no way to contain it.
Magnificent. I was worried it was getting a little dodgy in the middle part, but then that finale. Wow.
Who are you?
He's Willy Wonka.
Really?
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. Dear guests, greetings. Welcome to the factory. I shake you warmly by the hand. My name is Willy Wonka.
Then shouldn't you be up there?
Well, I couldn't very well watch the show from up there now, could I, little girl?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cads?
No, sir.
And wonderful. Welcome back. Let's get a move on, kids.
Don't you want to know our names?
Can't imagine how it would matter. Come quickly. Far too much to see.
Just drop your coats anyway.
Mr. Wonka, sure is toasty in here.
What? Oh, yeah. I have to keep it warm in here because my workers are used to an extremely hot climate. They just can't stand the cold.
Who are the workers?
All in good time. Now.
Mr. Wonka, I'm Violet Beauregard.
Oh. I don't care.
Well, you should care, because I'm the girl who's gonna win the special prize at the end.
Well, you do seem confident, and confidence is key.
I'm very Result. It's very nice to meet you, sir.
I always thought a verruca was a type of wart you got on the bottom of your foot.
I work at your club. I love your chocolate.
I can see that. So do I. I never expected to have so much in common. You. You're Mike TV. You're the little devil who cracked the system. And you. Well, you're just lucky to be here, aren't you? And the rest of you must be there.
Parents.
Yeah. Moms and dads. Dad? Papa? Okay, then. Let's move along.
Would you like some chocolate?
Sure.
Then you should have bought some.
Let's be friends. Best friends.
Important room, this. After all,
Then why is the door so small?
It's to keep all the great big chocolatey flavor inside. Now, do be careful, my dear children. Don't lose your heads. Don't get overexcited. Just keep very calm.
It's beautiful.
What? Oh, yeah, it's very beautiful. Drop of the river is hot melted chocolate of the finest quality. The waterfall is most important. It mixes the chocolate, churns it out, makes it light and frothy. By the way, no other factory in the world mixes its chocolate by waterfall, my dear children. You can take that to the bank. People, those pipes suck up the chocolate and carry it away all over the factory. Thousands of gallons an hour. Yeah. And you like my meadow? Try some of my grass. Please have a blade. Please do. It's so delectable and so darn good looking.
You can eat the grass.
Of course you can. Everything in this room is eatable. Even I'm eatable. But that is called cannibalism, my dear children, and is in fact frowned upon in most societies. Yeah. Enjoy.
Start a new piece.
Because then I wouldn't be a champion. I'd be a loser, like you.
From Loompa Land.
There's no such place.
What?
Mr. Wonker, I teach high school geography, and I'm here to tell
well,
you...
Well, then you'll know all about it and know what a terrible country it is. The whole place is nothing but thick jungles infested by the most dangerous beasts in the entire world.
Hornswogglers and snozwangers, and those terrible, wicked wangdoodles. I went to Loompa Land looking for exotic new flavors for candy. Instead, I found the Oompa Loompas. They lived in tree houses to escape from the fierce creatures who lived below. The Oompa Loompas ate nothing but green caterpillars, which tasted revolting. The Oompa Loompas kept looking for other things to mash up with the caterpillars to make them taste better. Red beetles, the bark of the bong bong tree, all of them beastly, but not quite so beastly as the caterpillars. But the food they longed for the most was the coca bean. An Oompa Loompa was lucky if he found 3 or 4 coca beans a year. But oh, how they craved them. All they'd ever think about was coca beans. The coca bean happens to be the thing from which chocolate is made, so I told the chief. Such wonderful workers. I feel I must warn you, though, they are rather mischievous. Always making jokes.
Augustus, mein Schatz, that is not a good thing you do.
Hey, little boy. My chocolate must be untouched by human hands.
Ah! You drowned! Be gone, Smith!
He's blocked the whole pipe.
Look, the Oompa Loompas. What are they doing?
Well, I believe they're going to treat us to a little song. It is quite a special occasion, of course. They haven't had a fresh audience in many months.
Gloop, Augustus Gloop, the great big greedy nincompoop.
Augustus Gloop, so big and vile, so greedy, foul, and infantile. Come on, we cry, the time is right to send him shooting up the pipe.
But don't dare children be alarmed.
Augustus Gloop will not be harmed. Augustus Gloop will not be harmed.
Must admit,
he will be altered quite a bit.
Slowly wheels go round and round,
and cogs begin to grind and pound.
This greedy brute, this mouse is here. He's loved by people everywhere. For who can hate or bear a grudge against the luscious beard of fire?
I do say that all seemed rather rehearsed.
Like they knew what was going to happen.
Oh, poppycock.
Where is my son? Where does that pipe go to?
That pipe? It just so happens to lead directly to the room where I make the most delicious kind of strawberry-flavored chocolate-coated fudge.
Then he will be made into strawberry-flavored chocolate-coated fudge. They'll be selling him by the pound all over the world.
No, I wouldn't allow it. The taste would be terrible. Can you imagine Augustus-flavored chocolate-coated gloop? Ew, no one would buy it. I want you to take Mrs. Gloop up to the fudge room, okay? Help her find her son. Take a long stick and start poking around in the big chocolate mixing barrel, okay?
Mr. Wonka?
Huh?
Why would Augustus's name already be in the Oompa Loompa song? Unless
improvisation is a parlor trick. Anyone can do it. You, little girl, say something. Anything.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum is really gross. Chewing gum I hate the most. See? Exactly the same.
No, it isn't.
You really shouldn't mumble, because I can't understand a word you're saying. Now, on with the tour.
The Oompa Loompa's really joking, Grandpa.
Of course they're joking. That boy will be fine.
All those doggone coca beans. Hey, by the way, did you guys know that chocolate contains a property that triggers the release of endorphins, gives one the feeling of being in love?
You don't say.
All aboard! Onward! Try some of this, it'll do you good. You look starved to death.
It's great.
That's because it's mixed by waterfall. The waterfall is most important. Mixes the chocolate, turns it up, makes it light and frothy. By the way, no other factory in the world.
You already said that.
You're all quite short, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we're children.
Well, that's no excuse. I was never as short as you.
You were once.
Was not. Know why? Because I distinctly remember putting a hat on top of my head. Look at your short little arms. You could never reach.
Do you even remember what it was like being a kid?
Oh, boy, do I. Do I?
In fact, Willy Wonka hadn't thought about his childhood for years.
Veronica, Terence, and who's that under the sheet? Little Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka was the son of the city's most famous dentist, Wilbur Wonka. Let's see what the damage is this year, shall we? Caramels. They'd get stuck in your braces, wouldn't they? Lollipops. What we called cavities on a stick. And then we have all this chocolate. You know, just last week I was reading in a very important medical journal that some children are allergic to chocolate. Makes their noses itch.
Maybe I'm not allergic. I could try a piece.
Really? But why take a chance?
Mr. Wonka? Mr. Wonka, we're headed for a tunnel.
Oh, yeah. At full speed ahead.
They can't. There's no knowing where they're going.
Switch on the lights! Very important rooms here.
What do you use hair cream for?
To lock in moisture.
Whipped cream.
Precisely.
That doesn't make sense.
For your information, little girl, whipped cream isn't whipped cream at all unless it's been whipped with whips. Everybody knows that.
show you guys something.
In the entire factory. Now, everyone enjoy yourselves, but just don't touch anything. Okay? Come on. Come on. Let's go.
Hey, Mr. Wonka, what's this?
Oh! Let me show you. Thank you. These are everlasting gobstoppers. They're for children who are given very little allowance money. You can suck on it all year, and it'll never get any smaller. Isn't that neat?
It's like gum.
No. Gum is for chewing. And if you tried chewing one of these gobstoppers, you'd break all your little teeth off. They sure do taste terrific. This is hair toffee. You suck down one of these little boogers, and in exactly half an hour, a brand new crop of hair will start growing out all over the top of your little noggin. And a mustache. And a beard.
Who wants a beard?
Well, beatniks for one. Folk singers and motorbike riders. You know, all those hip, jazzy, super cool, neat, keen, and groovy cats. It's in the fridge, Daddy-O. Are you hep to the jive? Can you dig what I'm laying down? I knew that you could slide me some skin. So, brother? Unfortunately, the mixture isn't quite right yet, because an Oompa Loompa tried some yesterday, and, well... How are you today? You look great. Watch this. Do you even know what it is?
It's gum.
Yeah. It's a stick of the most amazing and sensational gum in the whole universe. Know why? Know why? Because this gum is a full three-course dinner all by itself.
Why would anyone want that?
It will be the end of all kitchens and all cooking. Just a little strip of Wonka's magic chewing gum, and that is all you will ever need at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This piece of gum happens to be tomato soup, roast beef, and blueberry pie.
It sounds great.
It sounds weird. Sounds like my kind of gum.
I'd rather you didn't. There's still one or two things that are...
I'm the world record holder in chewing gum. I'm not afraid of anything.
How is it, honey?
It's amazing. Tomato soup. I can feel it running down my throat.
Yeah, spit it out.
Young lady, I think you'd better...
It's changing. Roast beef with baked potato. Crispy skin and butter.
Keep chewing, kiddo. My little girl's gonna be the first person in the world to have a chewing gum meal.
Yeah, I'm just a little concerned about the...
Blueberry pie and ice cream.
That part.
What's happening to her nose?
Turning blue.
Your whole nose has gone purple.
What do you mean?
Violet, you're turning violet. What's happening?
Well, I told you I hadn't quite got it right, because it goes a little funny when it gets to the dessert. It's the blueberry pie that does it. I'm terribly sorry.
Mother?
swelling up.
Like a blueberry.
I've tried it on like 20 Oompa Loompas, and each one ended up as a blueberry. It's just weird.
But I can't have a blueberry as a daughter. How is she supposed to compete?
You could put her in a county fair.
To roll Miss Beauregard into the boat and take her along to the juicing room at once. Okay.
The juicing room? What are they going to do to her there?
They're going to squeeze her. Like a little pimple. We got to squeeze all that juice out of her immediately. Mother, help me! Please! Come on. Let's boogie. Without the boat, we'll have to move double time just to keep on schedule. There's far too much to see.
Mr. Wonka?
Yeah?
Why did you decide to let people in?
Well, so they could see the factory, of course.
But why now? And why only five?
What's the special prize and who gets it?
The best kind of prize is a surprise.
Will Violet always be a blueberry?
No, maybe. I don't know. But that's what you get from chewing gum all day. It's just disgusting.
If you hate gum so much, why do you make it?
Once again, you really shouldn't mumble, because it's kind of starting to bum me out.
Can you remember the first candy you ever ate?
No.
In fact, Willy Wonka did remember the first candy he ever ate.
Sorry, I was having a flashback.
I see.
These flashbacks happen often?
Increasingly. Today.
Ah, this is a room I know all about. For you see, Mr. Wonka, I myself am in the nut business. Are you using the Havermax 4000 to do your sorting?
No. You're really weird. These squirrels are specially trained to get the nuts out of shells.
Why use squirrels? Why not use impalumpas?
Because only squirrels can get the whole walnut out almost every single time. You see how they tap each one with their little knuckles to make sure it's not bad? Oh, look, look! I think that one's got a bad nut.
Daddy, I want a squirrel. Get me one of those squirrels. I want one.
Ruka, dear, you have many marvelous pets.
All I've got at home is one pony and two dogs and four cats and six bunny rabbits and two parakeets and three canaries and a green parrot and a turtle and a silly old hamster. I want a squirrel!
All right, dear. Daddy will get you a squirrel just as soon as he possibly can.
But I don't want any old squirrel. I want a trained squirrel.
Very well. Mr. Wonka, how much do you want for one of these squirrels? Name your price.
But they're not for sale. She can't have one.
Daddy.
I'm sorry, darling. Mr. Wonka's being unreasonable.
If you won't get me a squirrel, I'll get one myself.
Ruka.
Little girl?
Ruka, come back here at once.
Little girl, don't touch that squirrel's nuts. You'll make him crazy. They're testing to see if she's a bad nut. Oh, my goodness. She is a bad nut after all.
Where are they taking her?
Where all the other bad nuts go? To the garbage chute.
Where does the chute go?
To the incinerator. But don't worry, we only light it on Tuesdays.
Today is Tuesday.
Well, there's always the chance they decided not to light it today. Now, she may be stuck in the chute just below the top. If that's the case, all you have to do is just reach in and pull her out. Okay? That the incinerator's broken, so there should be about 3 weeks of rotten garbage to break their fall.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. Well, let's keep on trucking. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. The elevator is by far the most efficient way to get around the factory.
There can't be this many floors.
How do you know, Mr. Smarty Pants? And this isn't just an ordinary up and down elevator, by the way. This elevator can go sideways, long ways, slant ways, and any other ways you can think of. You just press any button, and whoosh, you're off. This is the Puppet Hospital and Burn Center. It's relatively new.
offices. Hello, Doris.
I won't be here when you come back.
Go ahead.
Here. Put these on quick and don't take them off whatever you do. This light could burn your eyeballs right out of your skulls. And we certainly don't want that, now, do we? This is the testing room for my very latest and greatest invention. Television chocolate. One day it occurred to me, hey, if television can break up a photograph into millions and millions of tiny little pieces and send it whizzing through the air, then reassemble it on the other end, why can't I do the same thing with chocolate? Why can't I send a real bar of chocolate through the television, all ready to be eaten.
I'm not gonna touch it. I'm not going in that direction.
Sounds impossible.
It is impossible. You don't understand anything about science. First off, there's a difference between waves and particles. Duh! Second, the amount of power it would take to convert energy in matter would be like 9 atomic bombs.
Mumbler! Seriously, I cannot understand a single word you're saying. Okie dokie. I shall now send a bar of chocolate from one end of the room to the other by television. Bring in the chocolate. You know how on TV you can film a regular-sized man and he comes out looking this tall? Same basic principle.
Now that bar of chocolate is now rushing through the air above our heads in a million tiny little pieces. Come on over here. Watch the screen. Here it comes. Look. Take it.
It's just a picture on the screen.
Scaredy cat. You take it. Go on. Just reach out and grab it. Eat it. Go on. It'll be delicious. It's the same bar. It's just got a little smaller on the journey, that's all.
It's great.
It's a miracle.
So imagine, you're sitting at home watching television, and suddenly a commercial will flash onto the screen, and a voice will say, Wonka's chocolates are the best in the world. If you don't believe us, try one for yourself. And you simply reach out and take it. How about that?
So can you send other things? Say, like, breakfast cereal?
Do you have any idea what breakfast cereal's made of? It's those little curly wooden shavings you find in pencil sharpeners.
But could you send it by television if you wanted to?
Of course I could.
What about people?
Well, why would I want to send a person? They don't taste very good at all.
Don't you realize what you've invented? It's a teleporter. It's the most important invention in the history of the world. And all you think about is chocolate.
Calm down, Mike. I think Mr. Wonka knows what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't. He has no idea. You think he's a genius, but he's an idiot. But I'm not.
Hey, little boy. Don't push my button. Check the television, see what we get. I sure hope no part of him gets left behind.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes only half the little pieces find their way through. If you had to choose only one half of your son, which one would it be?
What kind of a question is that?
No need to snap. Just a question. Try every channel. I'm starting to feel a little anxious.
Yeah. trouble.
Oh, thank heavens, he's completely unharmed.
Unharmed? What are you talking about?
Just put me back any other way!
There is no other way. It's television, not telephone. It's quite a difference.
And what exactly do you propose to do about it?
I don't know. But young men are extremely springy. They stretch like mad. Let's go put him in the taffy puller.
Taffy puller?
Hey, that was my idea. Boy, is he gonna be skinny. Yeah. Taffy puller. I want you to take Mr. TV and his little boy up to the taffy puller, okay? Stretch him out.
On with the tour.
There's still so much left to see. Now, how many children are left?
Mr. Wonka, Charlie is the only one left now.
You mean you're the only one?
Yes.
What happened to the others? Oh, my dear boy, that means you've won! Oh, I do congratulate you, I really do. I'm absolutely delighted. And I let you know, right from the beginning, well done. Now, we mustn't dilly or dally, because we have an enormous number of things to do before the day's out. But luckily for us,
we have the great glass elevator to speed things along.
Up and out. What kind of room is that?
Hold on.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna need to go much faster, otherwise we'll just never break through.
Break through what?
I've been longing to press that button for years. Well, here we go. Up and out!
What do you really mean?
Yeah, I do.
But it's made of glass. It'll smash into a million pieces.
Don't eat your fingers.
But I taste so good.
Look, Mother, I'm much more flexible now.
Yes, but you're blue.
Today's a bath, and that's fine.
But I want it!
Where do you live?
Right over there. That little house.
Hard to know, dear.
Ah!
there's someone at the door.
Hi, Mum! Mum, Dad, we're back.
Charlie. Goodness.
This is Willy Wonka. He gave us a ride home.
I see that.
You must be the boy's...
parents?
Yeah, that.
He says Charlie's won something.
Not just some something. The most something something of any something that's ever been. I'm gonna give this little boy my entire factory.
You must be joking.
No, really, it's true. Because you see, a few months ago, I was having my semi-annual haircut, and I had the strangest revelation. In that one silver hair, I saw reflected my life's work, my factory, my beloved Oompa Loompas. Who would watch over them after I was gone? I realized in that moment...
I must find a hare.
And I did, Charlie. You.
That's why you sent out the golden tickets.
Uh-huh.
What are Oompa Loompas?
I invited 5 children to the factory, and the one who was the least rotten would be the winner.
That's you, Charlie.
So what do you say? Are you ready to leave all this behind and come live with me at the factory?
Sure, of course. I mean, it's all right if my family come too.
Oh, my dear boy, of course they can't. You can't run a chocolate factory with a family hanging over you like an old dead goose. No offense.
None taken, Jack.
A chocolatier has to run free and solo. He has to follow his dreams. Gosh darn the consequences. Now look at me. I had no family, and I'm a giant success.
So if I go with you to the factory, I won't ever see my family again.
Yeah. Consider that a bonus.
Then I'm not going. I wouldn't give up my family for anything. Not for all the chocolate in the world.
Oh, I see. That's weird. There's other candy, too, besides chocolate.
I'm sorry, Mr. Walker. I'm staying here.
Wow. Well, that's just... unexpected and... weird. But I suppose in that case, I'll just... goodbye, then. Sure you won't change your mind?
I'm sure.
Okay. Bye.
Things are going to get much better.
And for once, Grandma Georgina knew exactly what she was talking about. The next morning, Charlie helped his parents fix a hole in the roof. Grandpa Joe spent the whole day out of bed. He didn't feel tired at all. Charlie's father got a better job at the toothpaste factory, repairing the machine that had replaced him. Things had never been better for the Bucket family. The same could not be said for Willy Wonka.
I can't put my finger on it. Candy's always been the only thing I was ever certain of, and now I'm just not certain at all. I don't know which flavors to make. I don't know which ideas to try. I'm second-guessing myself, which is nuts. I've always made whatever candy I felt like, and I... That's just it, isn't it? I make the candy I feel like, but now I feel terrible, so the candy's terrible. You're very good.
Pity about that chocolate fellow, Walter.
Willy Wonka.
That's the one. Says here in the papers his new candies aren't selling very well. But I suppose maybe he's just a rotten egg who deserves it.
Yep.
Really? You ever met him?
I did. I thought he was great at first. But then he didn't turn out so nice. He also has a funny haircut.
I do not.
Why are you here?
I don't feel so hot. What makes you feel better when you feel terrible?
My family.
Ew.
What do you have against my family?
It's not just your family. It's the whole idea of... You know, they're always telling you what to do, what not to do, and it's not conducive to a creative atmosphere.
Usually they're just trying to protect you because they love you. If you don't believe me, you should ask.
Ask who? My father? No way. At least not by myself.
You want me to go with you?
Hey, what a good idea. Yeah! And you know what? I've got transportation. To be more careful where I park this thing.
You have an appointment?
No, but he's overdue.
Open. Oh. Let's see what the damage is, shall we? Heavens, I haven't seen bicuspids like these since. All these years, and you haven't flossed.
Not once.
It was on this day that Willy Wonka repeated his offer to Charlie, who accepted on one condition.
Sorry we're late. We were brainstorming.
Thought I heard thunder.
You staying for dinner, Willie?
Yes, please.
I'll shuffle the plates.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Oh, thank you. You smell like old people and soap. I like it.
Elbows off the table, Charlie.
How do you feel about little raspberry kites?
With licorice instead of string.
Boys, no business at the dinner table.
Sorry, Mom.
I think you're onto something, though, Charlie.
In the end, Charlie Bucket won a chocolate factory. But Willy Wonka has something even better. A family. And one thing was absolutely certain. Life had never been sweeter.